You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Sarah and Mesa, welcome to Team Alana this morning.
Thank you.
Apparently, you guys got some winning to do today.
We do, Sarah.
Let's get it, Alana.
All right, and Ashley in Santa Valley, you are on Team Nico this morning.
Awesome.
All right, ladies.
Up for grabs, a couple of passes to Harkins Movies, and you can pick whichever movie you want to go to, okay?
Cool.
All right, we asked the question first last time, Alana. Hit it.
All right, Ashley and Nico, living in Arizona without observing daylight savings time, we can kind of appreciate this. But this country's dictator said that it had its own time zone, which was 30 minutes behind its neighboring country. Was it A, North Korea, B, Switzerland, or C, Canada?
I'm going to say A.
Yeah, I'm going to go A.
30 minutes. You couldn't do it on the top of the hour, Kim Jong.
I was like, Canada has like 25 time zones.
They do.
All right, question number one for Sarah and Alana. True or false? Bill Clinton had a cat named Sox in the Oval Office.
False?
You think, or was that true? I thought they had a cat. I thought there was a kitty cat named Sox.
Okay, true then.
Okay, let's go true.
Easily persuaded, Sarah. Congratulations, you are correct.
There's one thing I know, it's my presidential animals. Fun facts. Okay, question two for Ashley and Nico. True or false? Jack Daniel's last words were, "One last drink, please."
Oh.
There's some solid last words right there.
Yeah.
You're going to go out.
And if you're Jack Daniel's... I'm leaning towards true on that one, Ashley.
I'm going to say true.
It is indeed true. Woo! Like a boss.
Attaboy. How many ounces are in a pound?
16.
Yes, Sarah.
That is correct. There was no trick to that.
Good job.
Just trying to see if I hit a dummy button.
Let me just tell you, though, because I'm doing this like diet program with 30-10 weight loss, and I do have to do ounces and everything like that.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I've said, Alexa, how many ounces in a pound? So I'm glad you knew that one, Sarah. All right, question three for Nico and Ashley. In Maren Morris's song, Rich, she would be head-to-toe Prada and have what parked in the driveway?
A Benz.
Right. Oh, yeah. Benz in the driveway, yacht in the water.
Vegas at the Mandarin.
Okay. Question number three, Sarah and Alana. What are many Akitas notorious for doing after greeting their favorite person? And I am talking about the dog Akitas. Is it A, napping? Is it B, sneezing? Or is it C, two-stepping?
I'm guessing sneezing.
Yeah.
B?
Got it.
Woo, good job. Those Akitas are gorgeous, too.
So good.
Dang, gorgeous dogs. All right, that means we are moving on to the tiebreaker question where you're going to get no help from us. Person closest to the number will win the movie passes, okay?
All right.
And Ashley, since you had first dibs at the question, Sarah's going to get first crack at this answer. Tomorrow is National Milk Day. How many gallons of water does a cow drink every single day?
Five.
Okay, and Ashley?
Ooh, I'm going to say 11.
A cow drinks a lot of water. They are very good at drinking their water every day. 50 gallons of water single day. That means Ashley.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah, I thought today was the day.
Sarah, I'm so sorry you came up short today, but it was great playing.
Thanks for letting me play, y'all.
Thanks.
Take care. Ashley, you got it!
Yes! Woohoo! I'm so excited!
You should be excited because you are the champion.
Yeah.
You got two passes for Harkins Movie Theaters, okay?
All right, that sounds great.
And you can go brag to all your friends at work because...
you are the champion. All
Alana, four in a row.
Congratulations, all that stuff.
The new Camel at 107.9.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz, weekdays starting at 5:30.